Is there anyone else out there who would like to give their name and where they're calling from on this Thanksgiving Thursday? Okay. This is Tiffany in Inglewood, and I am going to go ahead and turn the call over to one of the founders of the Master's Call, the voice that you hear every day, and she usually brings a message on Mondays and a couple of times during the week, none other than Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, are you there at this time?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much for holding the fort down this Thanksgiving morning. Warmest Kingdom greetings and blessings to each and every one of you truly on this, the thankful Thursday of Thanksgiving, where we lift up holy thanks to our Lord and Savior. Thank you for each and every one of you, even on what many see as a holiday morning, but really it's a blessing morning of thanks when we here in America realize that we came here to worship God freely and even exchange and a peace offering to the Indians. And the history of Thanksgiving was a day to say through the inclement weather, through the travel across the oceans, through the forging new frontiers, the God of Isaac, of Jacob, and Abraham has been faithful to us. And today, all these years later, here in America, we say thank you, God bless America on this Thanksgiving morning. And as the Master's Call family, we don't dare take off today, but today we tell God, as we've been saying in our series, I love you, Lord, and I daily, especially this Thanksgiving morning, seek to please you. So welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, again, Dr. Vanessa of Dallas, Texas, we are humbled. We feel it's a privilege that you are part of what our Lord and Savior is doing in our lives and in this great land of America. So thank you for being with us. When we began this journey, we were clear in our hearts that this call, Monday through Friday, is to enrich, encourage, enlarge, empower, even influence your heart to keep it focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have endeavored over every and each and every day to do just that. So thank you for being a part of that journey. And on this Thanksgiving Day, we truly lift our hands up and say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in us. And with great anticipation and expectation, we say, thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We base this call on the scripture in Psalms 88:13, and that 13th verse of Psalms 88 says, but unto you, O Lord, to you, our Lord, we seek your face early in the morning. And this morning is no different than any other morning where we seek the face of God. We purpose in our hearts to worship our Lord and Savior. So we thank you for being a part of this call, a part of this journey, a part of purpose, where with our mouths, with our hearts, and with our action, we are God's ministers in the marketplace. We do have a website that we encourage you to go to, where we have archived each and every message over the last year and a couple of weeks. We started this call on October 25th. 2010, and we watched the faithfulness, which we thank God for a year, and as we're forging in to our second year, every day, we're thanking God for his faithfulness throughout this journey, and we encourage you to go to our website and take a word break, take a praise break, encourage your heart, be our mouthpiece to let others know that there is a place for those of us who know we're those ministers in the highways and the byways and in the trenches of business and the trenches of schools and hospitals and everywhere we go, that spread the word, that share the light. And we encourage you to let others know then at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's a place you can go and get fed. Fed in your spirit, fed in your heart, and utmost empowered in your mind to go out and wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and bring others into God's marvelous light. At www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And Dr. PK and I feel that prayer is the tool that God uses to birth his purpose in the land. And as midwives of prayer, filling and seeking to make sure God's purpose is done. It just doesn't happen because we want to. We have to be focused in prayer. We encourage you to send us your prayer requests. Also send us the praise reports when God does what he promised he's going to do. Or just to contact us, shoot us an email at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we have been blessed and honored to receive so many prayer requests over our time together and hear the praise reports of the faithfulness of Jesus. And please do not hesitate to contact us. We are always, especially on this day of Thanksgiving, looking for those who want to be thankful enough to step up to the plate and say, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, I want to be one of those frontline warriors who is a midwife of prayer, who has a heart and desire to birth in the will of God in the land. So we always ask those who God is tugging on your heart to be a part of what we're doing. It isn't about how well you pray. It's about how much in your heart you want to see the will of God manifested. We often hear people say, well, I don't want to do that, but I can't pray like Minister Kathy. And woo, I can't pray like Evangelist Amber or Minister Tiffany. Well, it isn't about that. You know, I've never seen a baby run before they crawled and walked. And we are open for you just to get on the line and say, Jesus is Lord. And we love Jesus on this line. And you're welcome because you want to be a part of what Jesus is doing. Hey, that's a prayer. We'll take that. But we want more of you to really be open to be a part of what God is doing. And just email us again at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get with you and let you have, again, the honor it really is to be a part of our prayer warriors. The thing that yoked our hearts together, the tool that God used to bring us all together, was and is Artists International. Artists International, as we say each and every morning, is a blessed over 22-year-old Christian company. And the Diaz de Leon family began this journey being obedient to the ministerial assignment of being that minister in the marketplace that God gave him, which has led many of us to be on this line today. And we're asking that you go visit artists.com/vision2012 to find out what we're all about. And artists is spelled A, R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in yellow, sssamsam.com, www.artists.com/vision2012. And there it's a little 5.5-minute video, but it gives you a clear understanding of why we're so excited to be about the family of artists and building generational wealth and health for our families. And also for our artist distributors that are on the line, we want you to use this as a tool to share the good news with others. And we are encouraging everyone right now on this Thanksgiving morning to start planning, get your vacation in, and put together the finances so that all roads head to Las Vegas, our headquarters, March 9th through 11th for our extravaganza 2012. And especially those of you who are part of our Master's Call family, we love hearing your voices each and every morning. We're going to be getting together, definitely hug on each other's necks and put names with faces and spend time and have our master's call right there. We've been doing it over the years with other calls, and this year is next year will be no exception. So just make plans in your heart to be a part of what God is doing. And if you're not a part of Artists Again, check out that video. You'll be glad that you did. I am not at home this morning, so I am not sure who is supposed to open us up in prayer. So whoever is, if you would just come on right now and give us our opening prayer, we can go on and get the call started. We're going to do something a little different, but we'll explain that after opening prayer.
Praise God. It's Candy, Dr. Vanessa.
Oh, well, great. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, Minister Candy. The floor is yours.
Good morning again, Master's family. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this thankful Thanksgiving morning just to thank you and praise you and lift up the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah. You're the self-existing one, the I am that I am. You are Adonai, our Lordship. Father God, you are Elohim, the one who is the only God. You're El Elyon. You're the Most High God. You're El Olam, the Everlasting God. El Shaddai, the Strong One, the Almighty One. You are Jehovah Sidkenu, our Righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. Jehovah Em Kadesh, our Sanctifier. Jehovah Shalom, our Peace. Jehovah Nisi, our Banner. Jehovah Rohi, our Shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, the Provider, Jehovah Rohi, our Healer. Father God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So this morning we come, because of who you are, to lift your name up and to praise you. In Psalms it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise ye him, all ye stars of light. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, praise the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellence, greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the Lord, on the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. So this morning we just come to praise you, Lord, and to give you thanks on this thankful Thanksgiving Thursday. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, if you don't get a Thanksgiving praise in your heart after that, we just got to push a restart button and get some more coffee. Thank you, because that what got me up and walking and lifting my head. Thank you, Minister Candy. Today we have, as we mentioned Monday, we're going to take a time to allow you all to come on the line. Kathy, Minister Kathy, if you will, go on and start Q&A. And we want to hear from you. To be respectful of time, and just take a minute, no more than a minute, and just tell in your heart what you're thankful for. Just giving God praise. We want to love all our Daddy God today, and we want to hear from you what you're thankful for. And I tell you, I'm just really thankful. I think many of you all were praying. I made my first leg of the marathon journey, and all my family is here. When it got my parents from Prairie View and brought them back up here to Dallas. And last night I was just laying here thanking God that both of my parents, 88 and 87 years old, been married 59 years, and all the kids, we were all here together laughing and talking and just sitting back saying, God, you didn't have to do it. You gave us another year. And when we blessed the food, I was praying for everybody and just celebrating in my heart. And God, you are so faithful. So we want things like that for each and every one of you to come on the line and say a thank you for what God has blessed you with. So, Minister Kathy, do we have anybody who's coming in queue? And if you hit star 6 on your phone, that will put you in queue, and then we'll go from there. Yes, ma'am.
We have Minister Willis in queue already.
Okay, Minister Willis.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Happy Thanksgiving. And first of all, I just want to say I praise God for this master's call. I praise God because I'm able to get up every day, and no matter how I'm feeling, the master's call is always a blessing. I thank and praise God for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for just founding this call. And I think I am so thankful for my family that we're all able to gather here today. And as I just look back and where I came from and how God was always with me, He never left me. He never forsaken me. And for everything He has done, and I wasn't even deserving of it, but He's just been so good because of His grace and His mercy. So I just thank Him for everything. Everything Candy said in the prayer, that's what God is. That's who He is to me. And I just praise Him and thank Him for that. And just thank you for this opportunity to get up and just praise God, because the Bible says that if we don't praise Him, the rocks are going to shout out. And I don't want the rocks to cry out in my name. So praise Jesus the Lord. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. All right. Preaching this morning. That's a testimony of His goodness. That's all right. Thank you, Minister Willa. Minister Cassie, back to you. Do you have anybody else in queue? Minister Kathy, did we lose her?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. All right. We've got Sister Rushi now right up to speak now here in queue. Rushi, you there?
All right.
Good morning. Good morning, my artist family. I just want to say thank you. And I want to give praise to the Lord for allowing me to wake up this morning, look up, and get up. I'm not going home to be with my family in Atlanta, Georgia. I decided to stay here because I have clients in the morning. But just to be on this call, to witness with my artist family, I just want to wish each and every of you all a happy Thanksgiving to Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa. I know you having a wonderful, wonderful, happy Thanksgiving to have both your parents there for 87 and 88 years. I know that you all going to really shut down that table today and lift it back up to know that Mom and Dad is at the head and at the tail. So I just want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving and that to keep me prayed and to keep my prayers up with my family, that maybe one day the rest of my family, that we can get together and be in Atlanta at Rushi's address one Thanksgiving before I go home to be with the Lord. So I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to all of my artist family and to know that I do have a family beside my own family. I could be somewhere today, but I decided just to stay home and rest because I go down to Albany, my mother's pastor passed away at the age of 91, and I'm going to witness for him to be with the Lord on Saturday morning. So just want to say a shout-out to all my artist family. I love you guys. And remember, after you eat, you can treat yourself with our nutrition as our other clients. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, artist family.
I love you so much, Rushi. She has been such a blessing and support to this call and to our entire artist community. You all have never met Rushi. She is truly an encourager to the very tip of her toes and just loves God and God's people. And we love you, Rushi, and wishing you back the same. A blessed Thanksgiving day. Great. All right, Minister Kathy, who else do we have?
All right, I believe this is Houston, 713-598, you're up. You're able to speak now.
Good morning. Thank you so much. This is Angela Richardson out of Houston, Texas, and I just have so much to be thankful for. I thank all of you all on the line for this day. Thank you for just the call. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa, and everyone on the call, because you all make my day. I joined this summer. But I just want to thank God because he has kept me. You know, I look back over my years being a young parent at 15. I've been through so much, but, you know, I've been asking for prayer, and the prayer has come through. I was looking for employment. I had been employed, but it was on a seasonal. But right now I'm just laying here just thanking God and almost about to shout because I'm laying here now. I have a job, and I have two jobs in one job. So basically the other job I was getting ready to start on, so I'm going to have like three jobs at one time. And it's just like, you know, I'll be able to do everything and not really be overworking myself. And I just thank God for my family, for my mother and my father. I discovered my father when I was 47. He's 84, and I'm 56 now. So I discovered him like 9 years ago. But I just want to thank God. Thank God for my health, my strength, and my family that will be coming joining me today. And just thank all of you all on the Master's Call every morning. Thank you, thank you. Thank the Lord for this day. Amen.
Amen. Well, we are so glad to hear your voice and just hear the excitement in your voice and watch God be faithful to you and to know in his word still the best is yet to come, Angela. So thank you for calling in, and it's an honor to be here for you, and you have a very blessed day with your family. All right, Minister Kathy.
All right,
we're not going to worry about time this morning. We're just going to be thankful and enjoy Jesus today.
Amen. We're going to go right on to Ma Preston there in Houston. You're up.
There she is.
Good morning. I tell my artist family to you, Dr. Vanessa, and Minister Washington, all my artist family, all the ministers, all the prayer warriors on the phone. I want to thank God for all of you. I thank him for this day, for waking me up this morning, closing me in my right mind, giving me the use of all my limbs. So I thank God for that, for I'm able to take my papa to dialysis, and he was singing this morning, saying Jesus getting us ready for that great day. I thank God for my papa and for my mama. And you know what? We gave our mother, we gave her what you call, they honored her at a thing, and it was $100. When we added up, she got $150,000, great grand and great great grand. So I thank God for all my family. Today we will be getting together all over this city because this is where they all at. And then we'll be having turkey dinner everywhere. So I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning because I have to start my day early with him. And so me and my sister and them, we'll be running all over the place today, eating everywhere. My mama done cooked dressing, turkeys, everything. So we're going to have a good time. So I thank God for my family. Thank God for the artist family and to the elite ladies of expression. I thank God for you for all that you do. I thank him for looking up on those that still incarcerated. We went to prison two weeks ago, seeing some people. I thank God for them, for the homeless. I thank him for those people. So I thank him for just looking up on them, because when you look up on them, we know you truly be blessed just to look up on you. So I thank God for y'all out there. God looked up on you this morning, woke you up so you can get up.
Yes.
Thank God for y'all. Y'all go out and have a happy Thanksgiving. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
We love you, Queen, from the north side of Houston, Texas. You know how much I love you and have appreciated you being there from day before we started the call. I always have to tell folks I believe in giving people their prophets while they can hear them. We called her and asked her and sought godly counsel what she felt about the call. She is a platinum president. You know, she doesn't try to talk about it as much, but she is our platinum president that is faithful on this call each and every morning. And you have a blessed day. You're a pillar in your family. You're a pillar in that Houston area. You are truly a frontline warrior. I always lift you up in prayer, and we thank you. The Master's Call family loves you and esteems of God, and you don't eat too much turkey now. Just have fun in Jesus with your family.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
So much.
Love you.
We love you, love you, love you. All right, Miss Kathy, who else do we have?
All right, we've got 773-731. 773-731, you're able to speak now.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, everyone. This is Wanda Walker from Chicago. And
good morning.
Good morning. I just want to thank God, first of all, for restoration in my life. And I thank God for you, Pastor Vanessa. You have been a blessing. God has spoke many things through you to my heart that has been nothing but a blessing. I be in and on the call, the master's call. Tiffany told me about it a while back, and I got on the call. She said it's a blessing, and I tell you, I be nothing but blessed. Each and every time I get on the call, God ministers to me. And Pastor Chuck, I said, oh, Lord, I mean, these some fireballs. Lord Jesus, I see why she was telling me to get on the call. So I just thank God for you. Oh, my. You are awesome. I wanted to meet you at the extravaganza last year, but I didn't get a chance to meet you. But if the Lord says the same, I would like to meet you face to face, because you are truly God's blessed woman of God, and I just love that title, The Master's Call. I am full. Oh, my. I can go on and on, but I love you. I thank God for you. I thank God for what he is doing in your life and for what he is going to do and how God has used you. And I haven't never heard Pastor PK, but I thank God for her as well. But I thank God for you, and may God continue to use you to thrust his women and men out, that they may be used mightily in the marketplace. May God continue to bless you richly. And thank God for all my sisters in Christ, and may all of you have a blessed and happy and prosperous Thanksgiving. God bless you all.
Well, we speak that back into you 100-fold, and I am so humbled by your kind words, and we thank God, because I'm just his male girl, his vessel yielded, and that blesses me. Whenever I hear one call like this, that it's touching someone's life, and now you're able to go out in your circle of influence and change lives, that makes it all worth the effort. So we receive that kind word of encouragement from you, and I do speak the blessings of the Lord back into your life. And please get me on Facebook so I can get to know who you are, and J. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and definitely we'll want to connect with you and look forward to hugging your neck when we all get together in Las Vegas next year. Oh, that blesses me, and literally all of us. That blesses us to know that this call is changing lives. So thank you, woman of God. All right, Miss Kathy, do we have anybody else?
Yes, we do. We have Sister Jackie. You're up. You're unmuted and ready, able to give us your Thanksgiving praise this morning.
Good morning, the Master's Call family. God bless each and every one of you on this Thanksgiving day. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I thank God this morning for just being alive. I thank him for my health. I thank him for all that he does in my life. And I thank him for you, the Master Call family, and what you do every morning, the sacrifices that you make every morning to get up and bless us. I have been truly blessed by this call every morning. I set my clock, my cell phone, and set it by the bed, so if I happen to drift off to sleep or something, it makes sure that I don't miss this call in the morning, because this has been such a blessing to me and to my family. I thank you for all that you do. I thank God for my family. We'll be gathering together. My mom won't be there. My mom passed away, but I thank God for what she instilled in us before she left this earth. But I do thank God for the years that we did have her. So I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all. Be blessed and know that God is good and his mercies endureth forever.
Amen. Well, Minister Jackie, you're one of those ones, too, that we faithfully hear shout out each and every day from Indiana, and we love you. We appreciate you. A blessed day for you and your family today. And thank you for all of your support for the Master's Call. All right, Minister Kathy, are we through or we have someone else in queue?
Pastor Vanessa, we have one other person, but they're showing up as unknown. So if you have
Unknown,
okay.
If you say hi.
Share your Thanksgiving blessings with us this morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Speak up just a little bit for us, maybe. Tell us your first name and where you're calling from.
This is Christine, Brooklyn, New York. God bless you guys this morning. Good morning. I just want to say this morning I'm thankful. I'm thankful to God for life and that I can see another day because some didn't wake up this morning. And I'm just thankful with a grateful heart for his love and his mercy and his peace upon my life. I just, you know, I'm just saying thank you for him just holding me through this past year. But it's been a rough one, but with him, anything is possible. And I just want to thank him again for lifting me up on his shoulders. And I'm thanking him for the years gone by that I had to spend with my son. This is the second Thanksgiving without him. And I just want to say thanks and just everyone just keep encouraged. No matter what, he's able. He's able to do abundantly and above anything. And I just want to thank him again for putting me under his wings and giving me the peace and the understanding. And I want to thank God for the Master Call and calls like these what hold me together for the past year and been an inspiration in my life. And I just want to thank Addis International again for the health that I have in my life. And I want to say thanks to each and everyone and have a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless.
God bless you, woman of God. You also. I love to hear that beautiful accent. Where are you from? Did you already mute her out, Minister Kathy?
Yes, I did, but she's unmuted now.
Okay, what exactly are you from with that beautiful accent?
Originally Trinidad and Tobago.
Trinidad, Tobago. Well, I tell you, every morning when I hear you holler out from New York and blesses, you see, I'm a true son that I holler out from New York, you have really blessed me, and you can hear the strength of God in your voice, and we speak back into your spirit a blessed day. And when we're going through those seasons of being perfected and being stretched, we, like a diamond, comes forth from the pressure that's applied to it. And I just know God is doing some awesome things in you and will be doing even greater things through you for his glory and your good. So we appreciate you out there on the East Coast every morning. Just being there to support us, it means so much to us. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you have a very blessed Thanksgiving Day. Amen. All right, Minister Kathy, is there anyone else?
Yes, we have a few more. If you were cleared out of the queue, just know that we can only have so many people in there at one time. So please just star six if you want to come back in and give your Thanksgiving praise. We have a few people still remaining right now. 253-678. I believe that's Washington. 253-678.
Good morning. This is Ronnie from Tacoma. Good morning. I give all praises to the Lord for the call. And I'm thankful and grateful for you, for the faithfulness and those that accepted the challenge to be prayer warriors, those that have accepted the calling on their life to be ministers, bringing us excellent words. And I'm grateful that there's a playback because sometimes you just need to hear it again. And I'm grateful for family. Thank God for... I gave a prayer request some time ago about my brother Richard and that he had to get out of my house because it was toxic and I didn't have a good heart toward him. But I thank God last night him and I and my other brother helped my niece put her first Thanksgiving dinner together. We were so blessed helping her just work through that with her three children. She'd been leaning on somebody else for a long time. So she felt real good. We felt good. And this is the first time Richard has been out of jail on Thanksgiving in so many years. So prayer do work. And I just want you to know we are blessed. Amen.
Amen, sweetheart. That is so awesome. And God loves family. You know, I ministered to this all over the country and remind the body of Christ that the first institution God made was not the church. It was the family. So I know that it is great for you to be with your family today, and we celebrate with you, Robin. And thank God for you just calling in. I love it when I see you coming in, that, like you and Tiffany, all the way from the West Coast, that special sacrifice you get to press early in the morning. We love you. We appreciate you. And we just speak favor that this is one of the most joyous Thanksgivings ever, as you're thankful as a family, as the Pilgrims and the early founders of America. That's what they were thanking God for family, for food, for fellowship. So we praise God for you and are excited that you're part of our Master's Call family. You have a great day. All right, Minister Kathy, who do we have next?
We have Minister Amber out of Chicago.
All right, my little anointed appointed intercessor. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, good morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that more abundantly. You know I'm excited to be on the call today because of my transition and not being able to get on the call. But first, I just want to thank my Father, my big brother Jesus, and my partner, the Holy Ghost, for choosing me first and me not choosing him from the foundation of the world. It's a blessing to just be saved. And I tell you, I thank God for that. I thank God for my family. He got my son safely here and just everything. It's so much to be thankful for, but I thank God for the TMC call and the listeners and the ministers, the prayer warriors, Dr. PK and all that. But you know I'm going to be biased because I thank God for you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen.
Glory to God and the Most High. And I'm not going to sit here because you know I'm a crybaby. But I thank God for your faithfulness to the kingdom of God and to him. Your faithfulness on this call every day before we even started up until now. And so I'm just so grateful and thankful to God. And I just decree everyone on this call that God would do exceedingly and abundantly above that all that you all can ask or think according to the power that worketh in each and every one of you all. And the manifestations of God is about to explode in each and every one of you all's life while you've been on this call or not, because of the love of God for you before the foundations of the world. And I just thank God for the shifting, and even before this year is out, that everything that you desire and prayed for, that it will come to pass. And in 2012, I tell you, it's going to be an explosion. But even before that, I'm just thankful and grateful for life and that more abundantly. So I just want to say that. I love everybody. Hallelujah.
We love you too. All we need is to have a V3 and to do a victory lap. Breakthrough after that. Oh, I love you so much. You know how much I adore my minister, Amber, and just to hear your voice and the strength of God. I'm so glad Joshua made it there safely, and we just speak a blessed, a happy Thanksgiving back to you. And you know I pray back a hundredfold for you being that first prayer general that just was so faithful, firm, and consistent with us and got us started and passed the baton. We had such a beautiful, smooth transition to Minister Robin. And, you know, people were missing your voice, but it was only because of work to the school when you had to teach. And we're excited to hear you this morning, to hear the joy of the Lord, the favor of God. And we received that declaration you spoke over us, too, that God's going to do some awesome things in us and through us this year. So we love you, and back to you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, Minister Kathy, back to you.
Oh, bless the Lord. I'm having a wonderful time on this board this morning and hearing all the mighty people of God. That blessed me real good. All right, I believe one of my prayer partners, yes, Minister Candy, you're up.
Praise God. I just want to
first of all, say again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone on this call. And I just want to, first of all, thank God for Jesus, because it is Jesus that allows us to get through to God. It says that you can't come to the Father but through him. So I just thank God for Jesus saving me, and I thank him because if it weren't for Jesus, none of the other things that I'm thankful for would be possible. So I just lift up his name this morning and thank him. I thank him for my family being here and we're all getting together today. I thank him for the traveling mercy and grace that he allowed my family to get here from various parts of the country. I thank him for bringing us through this year, which has been a difficult year in so many ways. I thank him for the healing that has taken place in our family over the years. I thank him for, oh God, I could just go on and on and on, Master's Call family, but I just want you all to know that my heart is thankful. And I thank him too for Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, you are a true blessing. You are an example, an exemplary of what a godly woman is. And we just love you. We thank you. You, as Amber said, you have been faithful to this call. And I know you're faithful for so many other things, too. And you're just that kind of person. And I love you. God bless you. God bless you all. And I'm going to hush. Back to you.
Well, you know how much I adore my minister, Candy. And I tell you, you are a blessing to me personally, definitely to this call. You stepped right up to the plate and have just been a pillar for us. And I praise God for you and your entire family. And we're just excited, when, especially our prayer warriors who give out so much. This is a day that many of them have prayed for their families to make it in safely. So you just enjoy your family, enjoy the faithfulness of God, and know that we appreciate and esteem the God in you. Loving you so much, Minister Candy. All right, Miss Kathy, now how many more do we have? Because I know some of y'all got to get to cooking soon.
I think we got three more.
Okay. All right, we'll stop after those three. Amen. Who else do we have next on the line?
832-425, that's out of Texas. 832-425, you're up.
The Houston area.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Kenneth and Sharon Stowers. Dr. Vanessa, we met you August 17th, the day after our anniversary.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. We are just so thankful that God led us to this call. We listen to you guys faithfully as a couple and are just being blessed by all the messages that we hear and the prayers. And being a minister of music, Minister Tiffany, I'm just in awe at her breaking out in song at 5 o'clock her time in the morning. And
MT too, isn't that awesome? MT.
It's been a blessing for me and an encouragement though. And that song, "It's All About You, Jesus," it has stuck in my head, and it just really blessed my soul. And it just comes up all the time. But we are thankful for our parents who are still living as well, and our three kids, our three daughters and son-in-laws, and our nine grandkids. And we are just thankful for all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. And the scripture that God gave me this year was, "Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless them." And I just thank him because I will praise him. And as a lot of them have said, I will bless the Lord at all times. So I just thank you guys, and you guys have a blessed and prosperous Thanksgiving.
Amen. And I do clearly remember when you and your husband came up to me when we were in Houston for our regional meeting and just blessed to my heart. First, I was just blessed that when you all were on vacation that you all were still calling in and listening to the call. So it's people like you that make it all worth it, and I'm so glad, especially as a frontline warrior, as a worship leader, that lead people into the very presence of God. We've always been lifting you up, your voice, your strength, your family, that the blood hedge of protection will always be around you and your seed and your generations, your children's children. So this Thanksgiving morning, we praise God for you and thank you for your support, and you have an awesome day with your family. Thanks so much. Back to you, Minister Kathy.
All right, we're going to 414-745. 414-745, you're up. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
I can hear you. Sweetheart, maybe you may need to star fix your phone again or something. I don't know if she muted herself out. I think 414 is Indiana area or something. Okay. Going once, going twice. All right, well, maybe we'll come back to her. Yeah, do we have one more?
All right, Pastor Vanessa, I'm going to give my Thanksgiving message. I am just...
Okay, was she, before you start, she was the last one who was trying to get in.
Yes, I believe. So I don't have anyone else in queue at the moment. I added myself.
Okay. And she didn't come back in because I hate to...
Let's try
leave
one more
anybody
time.
Out today.
Okay, I'm going to unmute her again.
Okay.
Let's do it again here.
Yeah.
Let's... Unmute her and unmute her. 414-745. 414-745. You're able to speak now? Okay.
Oh, I hate that. Okay,
good morning.
Can
you hear me?
All right, there we go. See, we don't persevere. We can hear you loud and clear.
Good morning. God bless everybody. This is Bruce from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, we definitely want to hear from you, man of God. How are you today? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm blessed this morning, Dr. Vanessa. First of all, I just want to give an honor to God, the head of my life. I'm thankful for God just for his love, his grace, his mercy on me, even though I don't deserve it. You know, God has really been good to me, and I just thank him for loving me when I was not willing to even love myself. You know, he's truly been a blessing to me, and I just want to thank him for that. I thank him for the master's call. I work third shift, so when I'm on the call, I'm actually at the end of my work day, and I enjoy it because it's uplifting. It gets the rest of my day a jump start. And I thank you for developing this call. You know, and like I said, I just want to just thank God for just blessing me, just loving me, showing me love when, you know, I didn't even have the ability to love myself. That's it. God bless everyone, and everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving back to you. I was so honored to meet you. I think we were up there for the 25-year anniversary celebration with your pastors, the Hendersons, which we love so much. And I want y'all to know, Bruce talking all night there, but he is a powerful man of prayer and would open up the services and just loves God with all of his heart. And it has so blessed me to see you and hear you on the call. I see that number almost each and every morning, and you are such a blessing to us. And I tell you, you have a real testimony of the faithfulness of God, and we so appreciate the baritones in our TMC family that join us. So you have an awesome day in Christ. Please tell your pastors that we said hi and said our love. We're looking forward to hearing Dr. J. She'll be bringing the word on the 29th. For those of you who've been marking your calendar the last, make this upcoming Tuesday, she'll be bringing the word. So we'll hear from the north side of Milwaukee, And so we just love you, Bruce, and thank you for the God in you, man of God, and you have an awesome day. So, Minister Kathy, we're going to let you close us out with your last word of thanksgiving and the closing prayer, if you would, for the benediction of the call.
All right, Pastor Vanessa. I just want to thank the Lord because he is such a good God. I thank him for being my God and being my helper and being my Lord and Savior. And I tell you, without him, we can absolutely do nothing. And I just thank God for my husband and my children and my family, my mom and dad. I thank God that everybody is healthy and well. And though we've had challenges this week with the loss of loved ones, God has been faithful, and he is yet our helper in helping us get through difficult times. So I just want to give God praise and thanksgiving just for being God. And I thank God for the master's call. I promise you, this call started with, I had a whole different perspective of how this call was going to go. But God had a different plan. He let me certainly learn that, you know, we all have a gift and God wants to pull it out of us, and he will use certain vehicles and opportunities to do exactly that. And I promise you, Pastor Vanessa, you have been instrumental in doing that in my life, and I praise God for you. I praise God for your obedience. And I thank God for Dr. PK and her obedience as well, because without you all saying a yes, and I know I say it from time to time, without you saying a yes, this call would not be in fruition today. And so I just give God praise. And to all of my fellow prayer warriors, I praise God for being able to serve with you on the front line. And thank God that we are seeing God answer prayers across, you know, this last year and a half, or year, a little over a year that we've been on together, we've just seen the Lord answer prayer. And to those that I just have, I'm so humbled just to be able to minister with. I praise God for each of you. You've poured into my life. You've made a difference in my life in ways that I can't even articulate on this call. And so with that, and to everybody else that's on the call, I bless God for each of you. And I'm like Pastor Vanessa, I look forward to seeing your faces at Extravaganza, because, you know, we've heard voices over a year now, and to be able to see each other face to face, it is going to be an absolute blessing. So I'm looking forward to that. So with that said, we'll go ahead and close out the call with prayer. Father, we just thank you for this time of fellowship, this time of Thanksgiving. Well, we thank you for this day that we can give you praise, that we can give you glory. We have already declared that this is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We've already declared that, God, we will bless your name this day. We will give you praise. And so, Lord, for everyone that is on the call today, we're praying, Lord God, that you will cause them to have a wonderful time of fellowship, wonderful time of Thanksgiving with their families, Lord God. Help us not to take anything for granted, and help us not to miss any wonderful opportunities to be witnesses of you. Help us, oh God, as we go about our day today, not to be so consumed with the food, God, that we miss time to fellowship and to share you with someone else, our family members, God, for we do not want to see any of them left behind. Help us to do as this call is instructed, to be ministers in the marketplace, and specifically on today, God, help each and every person that's on this call look for opportunities to be ministers this day, to witness for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you have been so good and you've been so kind. You've been faithful, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just love and adore you this day. And so we ask these things now in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone that is having any kind of illness or sickness on this phone line today, or any family members, we bind up the spirit of infirmity, and we declare and decree that you're every whit whole in Jesus' matchless and wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Pastor Vanessa, back to you.
Amen. Thank you for filling this call today. Thank each and every one of you who gave a shout of thanks, and we love and appreciate you. And even for those who desire to that we didn't have a chance to get to today, each and every one of us make up this mighty family of God and this Master's Call family. So we do decree and declare the blessings of the Lord on your lives, your family, on this Thanksgiving Day. We celebrate you, Minister Kathy. Thank you, Candy, I'm sorry, thank you for opening us up with that rich, rich prayer and greeting the people on the call. And Minister Kathy, thank you for jumping in since I couldn't get my internet here in my cousin's house, and working the board and that closing prayer. And we want to, again, thank you on behalf of Dr. PK and myself. We thank you for believing in us as we stepped out to have this call and to come on this line with an open mind, an open heart, and an open spirit. That means so much to us because this is a ministry to us. This is a ministry that celebrates the people of God and our artist family and utmost now our Master's Call family. So as you leave this call, you never, ever are leaving God's presence. Go out and be his minister today, utmost be his mouthpiece, his kingdom builder, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow as Minister Robin will be bringing us an awesome word as we close out this Thanksgiving week. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Don't eat too much turkey, and enjoy the family. Bye-bye.